Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is April the 25th, and our Bible reading portion is from the first book of Chronicles, chapters 10 to 12, Seeking Guidance from God Alone. We read in 1 Chronicles chapter 10 verses 13 and 14 like this. So Saul died for his unfaithfulness which he had committed against the Lord, because he did not keep the word of the Lord, and also because he consulted a medium for guidance. But he did not inquire of the Lord, therefore he killed him and turned the kingdom over to David, the son of Jesse. The writer of Chronicles does not repeat the history of Saul's reign, but only of his death, by which a way was made for David to the throne of Israel. Saul died for his transgressions which he committed against the Lord, in having spared the king of the Amalekites and taken the flocks of the people as spoils, as well as having consulted a woman involved in witchcraft. Both of these acts were great sins. The first was a violation of God's express and positive command, and the second was disobedience to a well-known statute of God's law, which we find in Leviticus chapter 19, verse number 31. Give no regard to mediums and familiar spirits. Do not seek after them to be defiled from them. I am the Lord your God. Saul did not inquire of the Lord from his heart. When he tried to get guidance from God, he was totally out of touch with God due to his prior sins. Saul appears as a person who had gone so far away from God that he had to resort to witchcraft for his personal guidance. Let us learn from Saul's tragic end and follow the principles listed below for our guidance. Number 1. Ask God to give us guidance. Psalms 25 verses 4 and 5 tells us like this. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. Number 2. God will guide us according to his promise. In Psalms 32 verse 8, we read like this, where God says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Number 3. The Bible gives us guidance. Let us join with the psalmist in asking for daily guidance through his word. We read in Psalms 119 verses 133 like this, Direct my steps by your word, and let no iniquity have dominion over me. We also read, Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalms 119 verse 105. And number 4, God directs our paths when we trust him. Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 and 6 tells us this, Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Let us seek guidance from God alone, for he is the best guide that we can ever find for our daily living.